too like oysters, and I like oysters. I'll take oysters and give up oysters.
Oh, I just want to hear Fred Astaire some more, please.
You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato.
This is Bruce Allen attempting to sing along to Fred Astaire. We might be able to edit that out in post-production. We'll see. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. A dad's point of view, you can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can visit my website, bruceallen.com, to listen to any current, past, or future radio show. I'm not quite sure how you'll listen to a future radio show, but it's a good idea. And you can read any and all of my columns, including the one that was today's topic, When is Rude Rude? We are approaching 50 comments already on that article. And they're really interesting because I've never had quite such a passionate response, I think, to any one of my columns. Actually, a few have, but this one is generated more passion than many others and very quickly. This segment is normally the segment in which my friend and financial advisor, Jim Scheinberg, joins us for family financial matters, but he is unavailable. I think he's managing mothers. Money is what I was going to say, managing mothers. He does that. He's managing money somewhere. But I'm going to replace him today for this segment, and I'm going to talk about mothers on Mother's Day. And I'm going to continue, as I always enjoy doing, by sharing some great quotes in no order. But they're just quotes I have found on the web, which is amazing how easy you can do that. From Sophia Loren, when you are a mother, you are never really alone in your thoughts. A mother always has to think twice, once for herself and once for her child. From Phyllis Diller, it would seem that something which means poverty, disorder, and violence every single day should be avoided entirely, but the desire to beget children is a natural urge. From the late Golda Meir, I made a movie, or actually I inspired and put together a movie about Golda Meir, which starred Ingrid Bergman. This is part of my sordid showbiz past. And I got, at age 25, to go to Israel and meet amazing people to do the research for that movie. So I have a particular fondness for Golda Meir, and she said the following. Women's liberation is just a lot of foolishness. It's the men who are discriminated against. They can't bear children, and no one's likely to do anything about that. I love it. We have our own Father's Day special, so I will be devoting time to dads. And the irony is, I think so many of these quotes were written for women and mothers, but I think they apply more equally than they ever used to dads and moms. An Irish proverb, a man loves his sweetheart the most, his wife the best, but his mother the longest. Great. From Oprah, biology is the least of what makes someone a mother. And I would add, or father. From Oscar Wilde in The Importance of Being Earnest, all women become like their mothers. That is their tragedy. No man does. That's his. Very, very interesting. Reflect on that one. From our former President George Bush, I do not like broccoli, and I haven't liked it since I was a little kid and my mother made me eat it. And I'm President of the United States, and I'm not going to eat any more broccoli. I love it. Buddy Hackett, this is so perfect. My mother's menu consisted of two choices, take it or leave it. A Japanese proverb, never rely on the glory of the morning nor the smiles of your mother-in-law. I don't know who this is. Somebody please tell me. Calvin Trillin said, the most remarkable thing about my mother is that for 30 years she served the family nothing but leftovers. The original meal has never been found. From Irma Bombeck, who always has great and funny things to say, when your mother asks, do you want a piece of advice? It is a mere formality. It doesn't matter if you answer yes or no. You're going to get it anyway. From author unknown, working mothers are guinea pigs in a scientific experiment to show that sleep is not necessary to human life. Again, I would say the same for working dads, as I have been a working dad and full-time solo dad much of, not much, but many years of my kid's life. From Mark Twain, another one I like to quote all the time. My mother had a great deal of trouble with me, but I think she enjoyed it. From Agatha Christie, a mother's love for her child is like nothing else in the world. It knows no law, no pity. It dares all things and crushes down remorselessly all that stands in its path. From Aristotle, I love this. This is so old. I love this quote. Mothers are fonder than fathers of their children because they are more certain they are their own. think about it. From our first president, George Washington, my mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. An old Jewish proverb, God could not be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. I would add, and fathers. From the late W.C. Fields, and if you do not know W.C. Fields, you need to look him up because he is hysterical. The only thing a lawyer won't question is the legitimacy of his mother. From our former First Lady, Jacqueline Kennedy. If you bungle raising your children, I don't think whatever else you do well matters very much. Interesting. From author W. Somerset Maugham. Few misfortunes can befall a boy which brings worse consequences than to have a really affectionate mother. From author unknown, and remember that behind every mother is a basket of dirty laundry. My mother has been gone about 4 or 5 years, and I still miss her. She was 89 when she died. My dad was 90. And so I am the senior parent in my family. My mother was a model of love, good behavior, respect. And I miss her a great deal. I was lucky. I know there are so many men and women that have had poor mothers and fathers, and I was blessed with a terrific mother and father. My father worked very hard, so he wasn't around, but my mother was there. And I think the biggest lesson she taught me was about friends. I would often, when I was young and living in the home, complain about this friend's behavior or that friend's, and she would say something to the effect that if you want perfect friends, you won't have any. And my mother maintained friendships for decades. And she had a skill, and the skill was to listen. The skill was to make whoever she was with feel special. And it's taught me a lot. I now listen a lot better as a result of my mother. That doesn't mean I'm not still self-centered at times, but my wife would say all the time. But I do miss my mother a great deal. And on this Mother's Day, I would say, hug your mother. And in my case, I am going to hug my wife, who is the stepmother to my boys, and that has not been an easy job. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen. That's Bruce in S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in sun. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we will be right back. Once I'm mad at you, hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.